You're listening to The Christian Working Woman, and I'm Mary Lohman. This week, I'm continuing the story of Fran and Jesus on the job, a fictional story I began over 20 years ago about a single mom who was tragically widowed and left with two young children. She's been successful in her career, but now she faces another challenge, working from home. Fran calls her friend and co-worker, Louise, this Monday. After addressing some work issues, Fran says, "You know, Louise, working from home has some advantages. I mean, no commute time, no worries about what you're wearing. But honestly, for me, it's really hard. It would be easier if I could take the kids somewhere for the day. But where?" "Yeah, I can see it's a much different situation for you than for me, since I'm single, living alone," Louise says. "But I have gone weeks without a real human touch, you know? No handshakes, no hugs, nothing. And that gets old after a while. I miss the community we have at work and at church. I mean, church online is better than nothing, but I miss the fellowship with all my friends." Together, the two of them discuss the pros and cons of working at home during this pandemic. Fran laments over her challenge of being a good mom and servicing her clients well. They both miss having quality time with friends, you know, eating out once in a while, things like that. After a time of sharing their frustration, Louise asks Fran, "Have you started a schedule with the kids? Like, do they know when they can have your attention and when you should not be interrupted?" That's a good question, Louise. I guess I tried to, but I certainly haven't maintained it. It's just easy to get sloppy when you're home all day and not concerned with how you look. And the refrigerator is very accessible, so I end up eating too much junk. Yeah, me too. Maybe we both need to put some structure into our work-at-home days, Louise adds. Well, if you're working from home now, with or without others there, putting some structure into your day is a really good idea. 1 Corinthians 14:33 reminds us that God is not a God of disorder, but of peace. So for more peace in your life, work on getting rid of disorder and confusion. Tomorrow, we'll see what Fran decides to do in order to make it better for her and her kids as she has to work at home. Remember that our July monthly Zoom call is Saturday, July 11th with Amy Schmidt, who's going to talk about discovering and using your strengths in the workplace. You'll love it. You can register online at ChristianWorkingWoman.org.